Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back, hour number three, from coast to coast here on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Carver High and Cam Stewart in for Scotty. He will be back next week, of course, with the 4th of Pharrell weekend that will be upon us. Everybody have a very safe, happy, and healthy 4th of July this weekend. Always fun when it falls on a Friday. Yourself a little three-day weekend, get things rocking, stay in with the grid. Cam's going to have you tomorrow night along with Gabe for all the late-night baseball and other things that are cooking, so CFL. So make sure that you keep it on the grid during the holiday as well. All right, Cam, we have several things to accomplish this hour. Mm-hmm. Lots of odds and ends. And, of course, Adam Kaplan will be here later, our Sports Grid NFL insider, in his usual Thursday appearance here, as he's also getting ready for the big holiday weekend. All right, a couple NBA notes for you. As we were getting off the air yesterday is when this came out, that I guess this DeAndre Ayton cleared waivers when Portland got rid of him, and the Lakers will sign him. So not bad gig, Cam, if you can get it. He's going to make $34 million next year between both the Lakers and the Portland Trailblazers. That's pretty good for a guy who, let's just call it like it is, he's lazy. This is the same guy. Remember, he missed a game. Didn't he miss a game this year because there was ice outside his house?
Yeah, it's like,
you want to get in that car.
Ever heard of freaking a defroster or a scraper? You know, like, that's come on, man. Get it together. Snow. You should see what we get, Carver. You know, like, your car's buried. Like, get it going, pal. Like, figure it out. Hire somebody. Anyway, I'm with you. The Lakers, in my opinion, still. You really think this is going to make a big deal? I'm not so sure.
Well, look, it really didn't make that much of a big dent in terms of their odds to win the whole entire thing. Now, in January, this was actually last season, not this season. He missed the game because his neighborhood was too icy. I want to make sure I got it right. I'm not just going after the guy. He legitimately didn't go to the game because his driveway was icy. His neighborhood was too icy. So I'm not speaking out of school here. They did move Cam from 16-1 to 14-1 after signing him. Now, I didn't get to ask you this yesterday. I want to hear your thoughts. I'm a little surprised that so many people think that there's a chance, even a slight chance, that LeBron's going to be playing somewhere else than the Lakers this year. I'm sorry, Cam. I don't see it at all. And I know
he's playing for the Lakers.
Expiring contract, and the cryptic message with the agent when he picked up the option, and it's all very bizarre. You got this story today with the Mavericks would be willing to take him if he was bought out, not trade for him. Yeah, Cam, he's playing for the Lakers next year. Where is he going? Where is he going to have a better shot to win next year? And I'm not saying the Lakers can win, Cam. I'm not saying that, but where is he going that he didn't have a better chance to win a title next year?
Do you still not have Luka Doncic on your team? I don't know what's happening. I'm with you, Carver. You could say all the things you want. You can have little riddles and mysteries. LeBron James will be playing for the purple and gold. He's playing for the Lakers. Are they going to do well? They're a playoff team, probably middling. That West is too tough. That's the whole thing. There's too many teams that are better.
It really is. It's almost like, Cam, it's just, and this is typical with the NBA, it's just noise to just keep pushing along like a storyline, like something to talk about with the league. You know, that's really what it is, because the Giannis thing is cool. It doesn't sound like Giannis is going to go anywhere. KD's already been traded. You know, all their names that they love to drive off the court drama.
Yeah.
You know, there's not really much there, but I guess that they found a window here to talk about LeBron a little bit more. I'll believe it when I see it. And LeBron plays for somebody else.
Honest to God, the way the NBA handles their business, it really bothers me. And Scotty and I talk about it. I talk about it with you and Gabe. And it's like, basically, it's like the Lakers and what? Like, they never do stories on the Bucks. They never do stories on the Raptors. They never do stories on the Spurs, even though they have Victor Wembanyama. Like, you know what I mean? It's one of those things. It's like, the league is LA. Like, do better. I know your headquarters are there or whatever, but it's just ridiculous. Like, it's just all you do is hear about the Lakers, the Lakers, the Lakers. Well, Oklahoma City won the damn championship. Okay. So Minnesota's right there. Like, there's a lot of other things going on. That's my issue with the league.
Yeah. And that's what it comes down to. I also didn't get to show you this yesterday. The Knicks are actually now the second choice on the board to win the title next year. Did you know that,
what?
Cam? Look at that. The Knicks are the second choice.
The Carolina Hurricanes of the NBA with the Leafs in the two hole. Like, it's just no. Like,
Thunder,
I don't think so.
Knicks, Rockets, Nuggets, Cavs, all under 10, and then Orlando. There's the Lakers and there's the T-Wolves.
What do you think?
Here's another thing. Like, I don't think they should be the second choice. Now,
no.
Do I agree that the East is going to be considerably weaker next year with the Celtics not having Tatum and the Pacers not having Halliburton and all that? Yeah. Is there opportunity for them to be the best team in the East? Sure. Do I think that there's probably three or four teams in the West that would beat them in the NBA Finals? Yeah. Yeah, I do, including that team at the top. Is anyone beating Oklahoma City if they're the same exact team as they just were? Is anybody beating them,
Cam? I like what the Rockets are doing, but it's still going to be a tough matchup against OKC. The thing about the Knicks number, though, is if you look, other than Cleveland or Orlando, if you get them to the finals there, it's a hedging opportunity. If you get over 7-1 plus 750, maybe 8, shop around. But, I still think I don't think they should be in the two-hole.
Well, let me just say this, too, with OKC, because we're legitimately, Cam, a year away from the next NBA champion and the next Stanley Cup champion, mm-hmm. right? And it already feels like, and maybe this is just because they both just won and it gets in your mind of how dominant they were and that it just mm-hmm. seems like there's no way. I mean, it feels like it's like a done deal already. The Thunder and the Panthers are going to win it. It's a done deal. It's Oklahoma City's too good. The Panthers are too good. And as much as it feels that way in the summer, Cam, it's never that easy. There's never a bet that's that easy. Like sitting there going, oh, this is a done deal. The Thunder and the Panthers are going to win again next year. It's
if you
never
went
that
up
easy.
To me and said, what's going to happen? I will tell you, if I had to bet between the Panthers and the Oklahoma City Thunder, I'd take all my money and put it on the Thunder before I take the Panthers. I know they won back-to-back. Yeah. It is almost the wear and tear of an NHL season. I know their team's still intact, but that's the whole thing about hockey. It's a war of attrition, a couple bounces. Bobrovsky's another year older. I would take Oklahoma City. And I think you would too. The odds just tell you so.
Yes. And also hockey's just it's a tougher championship to win. You know, even your first round is difficult. Whereas if you're the best team in the NBA, you know, 97 times out of 100, you got a no sweat first round.
Oh, for sure.
97
for
times
sure.
out of 100. There's a rare case where, you know, some goofy stuff happens. But for the most part, you always have at least one round in the bag, sometimes two,
yep.
to be quite honest with you. Whereas in the NHL,
a dogfight.
you never have – every round can be a battle for any team that ends up winning the entire thing. All right, Pharrell Coast to Coast here on a Thursday. Carver High and Cam in for Scotty. We will come back. Got a little soccer for Cam. And, yes, hot dogs – on Coney Island on the 4th of July. Got to have a play somewhere for Cam. We'll see if he's got one. We're back in.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
And we're back for El Coast to Coast here on a Thursday. Carver High and Cam Stewart in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Great to have everybody with us here as we're heading into the 4th of July weekend. Adam Kaplan coming up later, our Sports Grid NFL insider. All right, Cam, a couple of other odds and ends to get to. First, the Gold Cup last night. The United States beat Guatemala 2-1. That Diego Luna, couple goals. The second one, absolutely ridiculous. By him. And of course, the Mexico-Honduras game was a bit of a slugfest, but yeah. Mexico did what they always do. They pulled through 1-0. So that means that we will now have Sunday night in Houston for the whole ball of wax. Of course, the Gold Cup final in Houston at NRG, 7 o'clock East, where to lift the cup, now this is, remember, just whoever wins it, whether it's 90 minutes or otherwise, Mexico's minus 136, USA's plus 116. That's the 90-minute line. Mexico is favored plus $1.50, USA plus 200. The draw in 90's plus 200, which honestly for me, Cam, if it's a 90-minute line, it's the draw for me.
I agree with you 100%. I think it's going to be 1-1 after 90 in injury time, and I think the U.S. is going to get it done. I'll take the dog in extra time. Or they go right do the
they don't go,
extra time, then they go to shootouts. How much is the extra time in the tournament? I know Morenci's watched every game of this thing.
30 minutes.
30 minutes. Yeah. I'll take the USA. I think they could beat Mexico. I know Guatemala gave them a scare at the end of the game there, but I don't know. Mexico didn't play that great against Honduras. They're a very weird team. Like, they find ways to win, like, 1-0, whatever. I think the USA is a good dog in that spot, but I do love the draw, 90 in injury time.
That's where I'm at. And, look, I said this earlier. I think this is probably the game where the United States not having their best is going to come into play. You know, they've gotten to this point, beating the Costa Ricas and the Guatemalas and all these teams. But playing against Mexico is probably where you're going to miss Christian Pulisic. You know, you're going to miss some of the other guys that aren't going to be out there. So, and, you know, they did them no favors. And look, nor should they, because the, you know, the U.S. hosts this Gold Cup basically every single time now. But it did him no favors playing a game in Houston where there's going to be a very, very large Mexico crowd in Houston for this game on Sunday night. So it right. should be fun, but I'll take the draw, Cam. That's probably what I like the most out of anything there in that. Now, we also have this weekend this FIFA Club World Cup, which I know Gabe's had a lot of fun with. We have two here on Coast to Coast in the afternoon. They're down to the last eight. You get two games Friday, two games Saturday. Oh, so you get, Gabe will be pumped. You get this Chelsea game on Friday night at 9 o'clock East, Cam, in this FIFA Club World Cup. So as far as the eight that are left, PSG and Real Madrid are the favorites to win it, with Chelsea right there behind them, and then Bayern. And it's really those four. And then a gap. The problem is that, you know, a bunch of them are playing each other. You know, PSG's playing Bayern.
Maybe it's Borussia Dortmund at 25-1. Look at the bottom bracket. You have all the best teams. PSG, Bayern, Real Madrid, and they're good. But other than, look, take a look at the top. I know those teams are good, but the two Brazilian teams, Al Hilal and Chelsea. Like, Chelsea by I got to be honest with you, PSG's a better team than them, Bayern's a better team than them, Real Madrid, and I could say Borussia Dortmund and them are pretty tight. So, yeah, that bottom draw sucks. It's tough.
The bottom draw is not easy for them. But you have those four games going on this weekend as well. All right, the Nathan's July 4th
here we go
hot dog eating contest. There it is for you, Cam. Look at that. There's nothing like it.
I love it.
That is the original Nathan's dog, which everybody, there it is, the belt, just the entire deal. So Chestnut's back this year. If you remember last year, he skipped town because Netflix gave him a lot of money to go do something with Kobayashi that nobody watched on Labor Day instead of the 4th of July. So just poor planning on their part. But he's come crawling back to Nathan's here for this. Now, this Patrick Bertoletti, who was actually on, he was on with the Morning Guys yesterday.
Nice.
He won last year, but now he's got Chestnut back in the mix, and Chestnut's a minus 2,500 favorite. Bertoletti is 16-1. Jeffrey Esper, who I feel like has been in this thing for like 40 years, is 22. James Webb, Max Stanford, Radim Dvorak. He looks like, is that the Radim Dvorak's cousin?
Radim Dvorak! Bam! Right through the glass. I'm going to tell you, Carver, Chestnut, like, minus two. Oh, God, I'm going to puke. It's like a lock at that. Like, what do you do? What do you do? That's the whole thing. Like, how do you attack this thing? Because he's going to crush everybody, win or without Chestnut. I think it's your boy, he's minus 160, though. That's pretty juicy.
Yeah. Now, I got some other things for you here.
Okay.
I actually have the market where we could take him out of it to win without Chestnut. So this is the where. So this Bertoletti is minus 165, Webb plus 350, Esper plus 350. I guess
we
that's where
juice?
You want to go if that's available to wherever you are.
Well, Bertoletti won the other year.
We should take the guy. He came on the grid, Cam. That's enough for
me. I agree.
On Sports Grid with Donnie and Ben. I mean, that should be enough.
Like when Adrian Peterson and that guy were fighting in the poker room and Sports Grid was on every TV, we were like, yes, that was fantastic. Yeah. More fights in poker rooms with Sports Grid on. You're right. I'll lay the 65 cents with the Italian Stallion.
And I like the under 71.5 for Chestnut. Under 71.5. Losing steam. He's, he didn't do it last year. It's going to be hot. It's going to be humid. Under. He knows he can win with 60 to 65. He's going to go in cruise control, Cam, and not get to 70.
I'm thinking 68, 69, just under the number. I will take the under 71.5, and it's plus money. What was the other one that these guys were talking about? 77.5? If there's some
Is that his record?
Oh,
that's his
record.
Record.
Oh, that's the if there's record. A medley ring. No. There's no record. Shot. There's no record. Under. Let's go.
Coast to coast. We're back right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. I mean, geez, how about that? Now, I haven't done that.
I love that.
See, now
happy 4th of July.
Yeah, that's, you got me with that one, too. What can you do?
I enjoyed it.
What can you
do? I don't mind being Joe Lisi. Hey, Carver, what are we doing tonight? Yeah, I love Diamond Joe.
It does happen from here. But you'll hear me say that at least 20 times tonight between 8 and 10 East on the radio side with the back and forth. I do it more there, the coast to coast, than I do here. That's for sure. I got less opportunities.
7-5 Rockies?
Here.
Is this true, Frank? Do I
7-5 Rockies?
Oh, we're back. Oh, see.
Frank's out of the mix.
Well,
right
have
now.
You seen the fireworks so, shot he sent me? Of course, he's got no power. He blew up his facility.
You know, one thing I'll say, Cam, before we move on, is it is amazing. You know, we just did like 4 minutes on the hot dog thing tomorrow, and the funniest part, it is amazing. It's clockwork. Every single year on this day, we all become experts on guys shoving hot dogs down their gullet like that. That every year, so over under 71.5. This guy burned. I mean, come on. It's
hot dog. No. I get it, Carver. But I'll tell you one thing: the heat will make a difference. I used to go in chicken winning contest against a Canadian champion. I was beating them for 7 minutes, and I ran out of gas. I covered the 8.5 wing spread. We made a spread.
Wing spread. For Canada.
Yeah, I was there. And then that 8 minute mark hit in 10 minutes. I was like, oh God. And then Rodney Abel just came and he beat me by like 4 wings. I was literally on fire back in the day.
Unbelievable. How about this Glover? Yep. Plus 2 now through 13, this Lucas Glover.
I'm done with everybody.
Everyone's letting us down. There is, you know what? It's amazing, Cam. There's nobody in the afternoon wave who's getting near these 7, 8, 9 numbers. Nope. It just doesn't seem like anyone's even going to sniff what the morning guys set the pace at. You know, what happened to Chris Ventura, golf detective?
Oh, he bogeyed.
What happened to him?
He bogeyed the ninth hole. He bogeyed. You bogey a hole, you're done. So now we need an albatross or an eagle on the next hole. If we can get him back to 5, but no, it's not. What am I? I'm dreaming in tech. It's not happening.
Is that all we need? Him to get an albatross or an eagle?
That's all we need, Carver. That's all we need. I'm just watching Eric Cole, though. That guy's missed like 3 putts of under 8 feet, and he's 4 under right now. He was my chance. I have him first round leader. He does this to me all the time.
Can you give me the CFL play of the night? I know that we've got some big the Stampede Cup or something? What do you got going on here tonight?
Stampede Cup.
Is it Stampede?
Yeehaw! It's the Calgary Stampede. Everybody, all the Cowboys, Wyoming, Idaho, everybody around the world. They come to Calgary for the chuck wagon races and getting wasted. And the lead singer of Poison's doing the show tonight. The Stampeders are hosting the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. The line has gone up to 5. I'm all in. I think Morenci likes the dog in this spot too. Give me Calgary plus 5. I'm also going to do a double teaser tonight, Carver, because I'm feeling it because it's the 4th of July. Why not? I can get Calgary plus 12, and I'm going to go under and over. I'm going to try to middle this game. So Calgary plus 12, under 59. Calgary plus 12, over 45. I will take the Stampeders plus 5 and sprinkle on the money line plus 205. Let's have fun.
Wow. How about that? He's even got CFL action for you. See, now I'm going to try to pull Lisi in at the start of our show tonight. I'm going to say, we got a CFL game. What time is that kick, Cam? What's the kick for the CFL game tonight?
This game is at 9 o'clock.
9 Eastern. Okay. Yeah. All right. So that gives me a full hour to try to... It's like a game we'll play.
Oh, Joe will
can
love
I
it. Can I persuade
Joe it's on TV?
Yes.
It's on TV.
And another thing, just tell Joe and his college love. Say, remember Vernon Adams, former quarterback, Oregon Ducks versus Zach Kolaris and the Cincinnati Bearcats? Kolaris was the quarterback with the Kelseys, and he's been a Winnipeg Blue Bomber legend. So just sell Joe. He loves
my favorite pastimes on that show on a nightly basis is trying to get Joe to bet on things he wants absolutely nothing to do with. So
I like that.
I'm going to try to make him do that tonight with this. And it's going to hit him like a blind side. I'm going to come out 8:05 and be like, can we get a little something on this CFL game here tonight? So we're going to – and he's going to –
dog is
he's going to do a double thing. I'm just going to keep grinding him until he finally does it. Cam, tremendous job. Cam's back with me on Monday after the holiday, I believe. Scotty's not back till Tuesday.
Don't even know. I thought it was just this week. Oh my God. I got to regroup with the Red Lobster. I don't even know these things. Okay, I got to talk to the bosses because I'm spot. Love you, Carver. Happy
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast here on a Thursday. Carver High in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Good to have everybody with us. Of course, every week it is great to have Adam Kaplan with us, our Sports Grid NFL insider. As we head into this 4th of July holiday weekend, we always love when the 4th of July falls on a Friday. Hi, Adam. How are you? Good to see you again. And a little surprising, Adam, because usually when mandatory mini camps end, we've got a nice 5 or 6 weeks until training camp. It's the quiet. It's like the only quiet 5 or 6 weeks of the entire NFL calendar. But surprise, surprise, we actually had a couple trades this week, both involving the Dolphins. But let's do the bigger one first, which was Dolphins-Steelers, Adam.
All right, so Mike, yeah, first of all, it's usually the NBA that makes headlines, as you know, for free agency. It goes crazy, and it usually lasts a lot longer. And NFL free agency, though it technically goes for 7 or 8 months, the big part of it is 48 hours, and it just dies, and it sprinkles and so forth. But usually, Mike, the way it works is you get your trades done right before the draft or during the draft. We were in Las Vegas when the A.J. Brown trade went down 3 years ago, which was great. That actually happened while we were on the air. But usually when you get down the draft, you don't do anything until the end of training camp when you kind of resetting your roster. You see what you need for the season to compete at a high level. But, man, this trade is fascinating. And I know it's interesting. The Steeler fans, check it on social media, Steeler fans and the smart people, they like it, but they don't quite understand why you're doing this now. They have certain players at those positions they traded for, 10 in a corner, and we're going to get that in a minute. So why do this? And the timing of it is bizarre. But let me explain to people. The Dolphins were feverishly trying to trade Jalen Ramsey. They made this clear to anyone who asked, we're going to trade this player. It's going to happen soon before training camp. In fact, we want it done before training camp. We don't want to deal with it any longer. And they were going to move him. Now, the crazy thing about this is they just signed him to a 3-year extension, Mike, worth just under $24 million per season. So I know people are saying, well, wait a minute, why did they just do this less than a year ago? Well, they thought it would work out. It didn't. Both sides were done with each other. It's a very weird situation, bizarre. But let's get to the Steelers end of it. We just gave you the Dolphins end of it. They wanted to move Ramsey. You've got Darius Slay, who's on a 1-year deal, who's the oldest starting corner of the National Football League at 34. Turns 35 in January, right? So he's going to start. He's making $10 million. You got Joey Porter Jr. at the other corner spot. So they're seemingly set. And this is where Steeler fans are like, wait a minute. Why are we going to pay Jalen Ramsey? The Dolphins are going to pay a little bit of this. Why are they going to pay him around just under $20 million for the season, right? Well, what fans have to understand is it's not just about the season. Yes, they want to be better, and getting Ramsey in the lineup will help. But he signed Mike through 2028. So he'll replace Slay down the road full time. They'll make it work with the three corners. It's great in a day and age where it's about the passing game and mixing in the run. It's great to have this flexibility. Now, they traded Micah Fitzpatrick, who we'll get to in a second. But it's not just about the season. I think what happened was people look at this deal and go, oh, wait a minute. How are they going to make this work? The coaches know this. Omar Khan, by the way, their general manager, got his contract extended for 3 years. He had to talk to their defensive coaches about this and Mike Tomlin. They know the way this is going to work. Ramsey could play outside corner, which he really is. He could play inside. Vic Fangio used him inside a couple years ago before he moved to Philly to be their defense coordinator. Ramsey's been moved all around. The Rams have done this before. He's not a safety, but you could use him in certain formations as a safety to cover tight end. So they'll make this work, Mike. I know on the surface it seems kind of strange, but they'll make this work. And again, it's about the future as well. So why do they trade Micah Fitzpatrick? That's the one where Steeler fans are like, wait a minute, why? Well, $15.5 million, right, is his cash number. His cap number was just under $23 million. He's only had one interception the last two seasons. Not a lot of pass breakups. He wasn't the big play safety that they were trading 4 years ago, Mike. He's not the same player. And the way I understand it is that the Steelers weren't trying to trade him, but if anyone called, they would take his call. They were more than willing to trade him. That's why this got done. Now, Juan Thornhill will replace him. He's got a 1-year deal, as I understand it, for $3 million, formerly of the Browns, Mike. So as we just dug into this, you understand the Steelers side of it. I gave you the Ramsey side. How about Jonnu Smith, Mike? Now, this is one where Steelers friends say, wait a minute, we're paying Pat Freiermuth over $12.5 million. We've got Darnell Washington, who's really just a blocking tight end, a third rounder a couple years ago out of Georgia. So why would they trade for another tight end? Why would they add another tight end? Well, they're a heavy 12 personnel team. That means two tight ends, two receivers, and one back. And when you really look at it, Mike, Pat Freiermuth is a nice player. Jonnu Smith is actually a better football player. You can actually hand it off to him in the run game. I know that that's not going to happen a lot, but you can do that. He's a run after the catch tight end. He's a good blocker. He became one of the highest tight ends of the National Football League in 2022 when the Patriots signed him, but it didn't work out, and the Patriots move on from him. He revived his career in 23 with the Falcons, even played better with the Dolphins in 24. And here you go. You have a tight end. Yes, they gave him more money. But, Mike, as I sent it back to you, and you said this off the air to me, and I totally agree, This is about going all in. And it started with the DK Metcalf trade. And by the way, Metcalf will make $35 million, Mike. $35 million this season in cash, which is a big number.
Yeah, that's the thing for me, Adam, because like you say, there's obviously some future elements to this for the Pittsburgh Steelers, but we know what the real deal is here. They have Aaron Rodgers for probably, even out of his own mouth, 1 year. This is a one-year kind of push a lot of chips to the middle because you got 1 year with this quarterback to try to win it all.
No question. Now, to be clear here, their plan was to move George Pickens this offseason. They like Pickens as a player. It's very talented. They knew they were not going to extend his contract. And they knew that because of that, it would be a problem for Pickens. It could be a real problem in training camp. Certainly during the season, they want the distraction. So they found a team who would take him. And they traded him, as you know, to Dallas. So Metcalf will replace him. Metcalf is a phenomenally talented player. They got that extension done. As I said, he's going to make $35 million. Now, when you really look at it, they're not deep at receiver. Tight ends will dominate. There's no question about it. They're going to dominate this football team. You know, in Pittsburgh, they want to win with a run game. They're not going to ask Rodgers because their defense is going to be really good. They're not going to ask Rodgers to drop back 35 to 40 times per game. That's not going to happen. That's not their goal. They don't want to do that. It's going to be at the run game and their defense. And when they throw it, it's going to go Metcalf first and those tight ends. So they're going to be fine. And Roman Wilson, by the way, will almost certainly be their number two receiver. But he's an afterthought now. He's a good player, though. Unfortunately, he had two injuries, a high ankle sprain and a hamstring strain last season. But he's good to go. But it's going to go through, obviously, the tight end position and Metcalf.
Yeah, and from the Dolphins' point of view, you obviously need a tight end now. So why not trade for a retired rapper who doesn't like to block? You might as well just go and do that.
Wait, who are you referring to, though?
The Darren Waller, the retired. He's retired.
All right, Darren Waller. Okay.
He doesn't like to block.
Yeah, here's what happened. Okay, so as I understand it, I know he's very close to Frank Smith, the offensive coordinator for the Dolphins. And, yeah, I mean, Waller was doing his own podcast. As you know, he's overcome some difficult challenges off the field. I could tell you this, from talking to the Giants, he was phenomenal in their training camp 2 years ago, but he couldn't get over the hamstring problem. He clearly wants to play. They're going to see what happens, Mike. They're going to see what happens when he gets to training camp. They expect him to get through training camp in one piece. But they may not be done at tight end. They may sign a veteran by end of training camp because with Waller's injury history, which is massive, he's in his 30s. You just don't know how much longer he could last. But, yeah, it is a weird thing. And they're a team, as I've deemed them, they're a team that's in transition, Mike. They're not making the playoffs. And, by the way, the Patriots, by the odds makers, Mike, are picked to do better than those Dolphins.
Wow. How about that? We will talk about some other odds as well when we come back. Of course, our NFL insider, Adam Kaplan, is with us here on Thursday, as always, for a double shot. We will come back. We got a lot more to do. Coast to coast. Carver High in for Scotty. We're back here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
And we are back for Coast to Coast here on a Thursday. Carver High in for Scotty. Adam Kaplan, our Sports Grid NFL insider, is with us. Was going through the Steeler-Dolphin trade. What did that do to their numbers, Adam, after all of these trades this week?
Yeah, the Dolphins have dropped from a 7-win over-under to 6.5. Now, what I find interesting, depending on what book you look at, the over is -190 and the under is +155, Mike. I actually like the under. I just don't see it with this football team. Very shaky O-line. You know about Tua's injury history. Receiver core, they're fine. But and what you and I just talked about it in the first segment with Darren Waller. You don't know if he'll last. You don't know what he has left at all, if at all. Defensively, Their edge group has had a lot of injuries. They, by the way, with Jalen Ramsey being traded, they're incredibly shaky at corner. And you remember Javon Holland signed elsewhere. They didn't bring him back. This is a team not only going to be under 500, Mike, they're not getting 7 wins or more. I actually like that under. And to win the NFC East, by the way, they're plus 650. They should be plus 2,200. That would be my number for them. They're not winning the NFC East. They have no chance to win it. And then the Steeler numbers, you know, this one moved. Yeah, they were plus money if you wanted to go over. Ferro and I were arguing over that one. They were plus 105. Now they're minus 105 at 8.5. And then the under is minus 115. To win the North, they're plus 550. They were plus 650 last week. So clearly there's a move that they're going to be better. But all of this movement, and you mentioned Aaron Rodgers, which is obvious. We know that he's going to be there, and he's going to. I agree, Mike. This has got to be it for him, as he told Pat McAfee. They're going to be better. This helps them. There's no question about it. A little bit concerned about safety, but when you look overall, get their big time at corner now. Now they can match up against anybody. They're going to be a better football team. But the class of that division is the Baltimore Ravens. We all know that.
Yeah, I like the over just because Tomlin always wins 9 games. And they'll win.
Yeah,
they'll probably go 9-8 or 10-7, they'll be right where they always are on a yearly basis. All right, we've been doing some divisions here every week. NFC East, and of course, we have got the Super Bowl champs in this division, Adam, and we have a bunch of teams that are still trying to catch them in Washington, Dallas, and New York.
So the Eagles, will start with them, Mike. You know, they have 5 new defensive starters. Actually, could have 6, depending on what happens in training camp. That's a lot of movement. They have the 5th different play caller on offense for Jalen Hurts in his career. That's a lot. So you worry about all the change. But, man, they had 2 new coordinators last year, and they won the Super Bowl. They're really well coached. Nick Sirianni got his extension. Howie Roseman, the best general manager of the National Football League. The over-under total. By the way, this is interesting. The over is plus money at plus 110. Their schedule is not as hard as the Giants, by the way. I like the over there to win the East. They're minus 150. I like that one as well. But, Mike, I don't know if you are aware of this. No one has repeated. This seems hard to believe, but it's true. It seems impossible to believe. No one has repeated in the NFC East in 20 years since 2004. Actually, over 20 years. It's actually 21 years. And that was the Eagles when they won 4 division championships in a row. To win the Super Bowl, they're plus 650. To win the NFC Championship, Mike, they're plus 325.
You know, I feel like we bring this up every year, the whole NFC East thing about not having a repeat champion in 20 plus years. This has to be the year that gets broken, right? Like, just, I mean, I'm sure people are going to make the case for Washington. I look at Washington, Adam, as, you know, a lot of times with these quarterbacks who have really big rookie years, not all of them, but a lot of them, there's a small amount of regression in that second year, because what are all the coaches around the league? You know this, Adam. You talk to a lot of them.
Yep.
What are all the coaches doing from February to July? They're going to look at every single piece of Jaden Daniels' tape, and they're going to go, how are we stopping this guy this year? He tore the league up.
100%.
How are we going to stop him?
Yep.
They kind of did it to C.J. Stroud last year, right? He didn't have as good a second year. Will that happen to Daniels in Washington?
All right, it's funny you bring up Stroud, because the big problem with Stroud is the offensive line was terrible. He didn't play well, as he did obviously the year before. I'm not saying that's not the case, but their offensive line was poor last season. So what I find interesting, Mike, is Washington, because they knew they got away with what they had on the offensive line last season. Great coaching by Bobby Johnson, and Cliff Kingsbury did a great job of calling plays, but they had to improve their offensive line. They made the trade. Interestingly enough, they got Laremy Tunsil to play left tackle. Josh Connerly is a first-round pick who's not played right tackle before. He's been a left tackle at Oregon, but he's going to play right tackle. So they feel really good now, finally, with their tackle situation. But with Washington is, and it's the expectation level. When you come out of nowhere like Denver did in the AFC when nobody thought they can do it, Washington, depending which book you looked at last season, had anywhere between 6 and 7 wins. Now it's a 9.5 win total. Mike, it's over. The over is minus 120. The under is plus 100. I like them to get 10 or 11 wins, but I agree with you. You got to be careful with that for a sophomore season for the quarterback.
This is probably, for the Cowboys, Adam, one of the lowest numbers we've had for them in quite some time, with them coming in at 7.5.
Yeah, and the over is minus 165. The under is plus 140. Brian Schottenheimer, I know the Cowboys fans don't want him to be head coach. He's big on discipline. He coaches hard. I think he'll do a good job. They're going to be somewhere around 8 or 9 wins. And then finally, Mike, the Giants, Mike, there's a realistic chance that they don't have a win until week 7 until they play the Saints, I think. They have the hardest schedule to start the season. The over-under total, the over, this is how the odds makers are with it. The over 5.5 wins is plus 120. I like the under, Mike, at minus 145. It's a big number, though, to take the under at minus 145.
Adam, this is a weird year for them. Like, Dable and Shane came back, and Mara sounded like he wanted some winning. I feel like they got to show him something like, look, Jackson Dart can play. I think this is going to be a problem for Russell Wilson when they start bad, because these guys have to show some progress.
Yep, they do. There's no question about it. But when you're talking about playing within the first 8 weeks, the Eagles twice, the Chiefs, the Chargers, the Cowboys, the Commanders, among that list, and their first 8 games, good luck. It's a shame. They've actually had a good offseason. I like what Joe Shane has done. With the roster, it's better. They got to keep left tackle Andrew Thomas healthy. That's been a major problem. They're loaded on offense. They're loaded on skill position players on defense in terms of pass rush, safety, inside backer, D-line. They have a great edge rush group, but this schedule is a bear.
Adam, we will see you next week. Adam Kaplan, our NFL insider on SportsGrid Coast to Coast. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast here on a Thursday. Carver High in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Great to have everybody with us. Always great. Hey, remember, college football is right around the corner, and we're getting closer and closer. That means we got to hear from our man, Rich Sermonello.
Hey, Mike, want to talk college football? We're entering July. This is the last month without college football until next February, so we just have to endure a few more weeks here. I'm going to talk about the best units in college football. Going to start with the offense today. Next week, we'll talk defense. Begin with the backfield. My pick is not going to make many people in Happy Valley happy. I know Penn State is loaded, but my choice for the top backfield in 2025 is actually Texas. Arch Manning well documented the expectations. I think he'll be every bit as good as the hype, but this pick for me, more about the running backs. Last year, Trey Wisner was an all-SEC back, terrific in the receiving game. He picked up some slack after CJ Baxter was lost for the year. Baxter returns. Remember, this is a former five-star recruit, ran for over 600 yards as a true freshman in 23. Now you have both of these kids. And oh, by the way, they also had a nice pickup in Matthew Caldwell, a quarterback from Troy, 6 starts last year, good insurance policy for Arch Manning. So Texas number 1, Penn State number 2 in terms of backfields. Let's go to the receiving core. Ohio State, clearly wide receiver U at this point. That doesn't change this year. Jeremiah Smith back for year number 2. Not just the best wide receiver in the country, he might be the best all-around player, and they are loaded after Smith. Carnell Tate could be a first-round pick next year. Brandon Innes, one of the top players from the 22 class, has been slow to develop. I think he has a breakout season this year. Quincy Porter, a 6'4", true freshman, elite, already looks in the offseason as if he's going to contribute. He might be the next man up once Jeremiah Smith is gone. And they pluck Max Clair away from Purdue, a tight end with more than 50 catches last year. He is my second team preseason All-American tight end. Now, finally, offensive line, some great units out there, Penn State, Clemson, Florida, Alabama loaded, but my best offensive line is actually Texas A&M. Six starters back with a combined 144 career starts. They have the best guard in the country in Armaje Reed-Adams. They have an all-SEC left tackle in Trey Zune. And why is this important, Mike? It's because I think Texas A&M is undervalued with their season win total at 7.5. Year two for Mike Elko. Loads of talent on both sides of the ball. If the quarterback can come through, Marcel Reed, possibly the transfer, Jacob Zeno, I think Texas A&M could be a sleeper out of the SEC this year.
There you go, Rich. Like I said, we are getting closer and closer. College football is around the corner. I think Big 12 Media Week is next week as well, which is always fun because we get to start playing some sound from coaches talking about how they're going to have a big year and turn it around and blah, 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 not make the college football playoff. That's usually how it goes. So we'll start to do a lot more college football as we move forward. All right, a couple other things before we go. Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., he's having a bad day. Remember he fought Jake Paul last Saturday night? Well, that's the it for him, at least in this country. He was arrested by ICE. Homeland Security said in a statement he had an active arrest warrant for him in Mexico, overstaying his visa and lying on his green card application. Deported to Mexico where he faces organized crime charges. I guess he had some connection to one of the cartels. So he got that payday against Paul on Saturday night before they threw him back down to Mexico. Unbelievable. Julio Cesar Chavez. Bail money. That's right. There you go. The Steelers gave Omar Khan a 3-year extension. Congratulations to him. The golf should be fun this weekend. It looks like last week. I mean, lots of guys with big numbers, but no one in this afternoon wave is really coming close except Rico Hoey, and even Poltergeist got the 5-under now here with a little bit of a run. But Doug Gim, the Gim Reaper, is in the lead at 9-under. Everybody have a very safe, happy, and healthy 4th of July weekend. I will be back with you on Monday along with Cam. I will actually be back tonight on the radio side with Joe. We got a Carver and Lisi heading into the holiday weekend as well. Great job by Frank and Luke. Great job by Cam today. And, of course, Adam and Gabe and George who stopped by as well. Front Office Sports is next. Coast to coast. See you tomorrow.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.